they will hear really good, meaty, newsy conversations that are very conversational. So what we're doing with the show is trying to help our listeners make sense of the week of news. But it's going to sound a lot less scripted and a lot looser than some of the other stuff you might hear, which we like. And we're doing this in a few ways. I will talk with listeners every week. We have a segment called Long Distance, where I call one listener somewhere across the country and talk about some news in their neck of the woods. I will have two other panelists with me talking about stories from the week that they've worked on. And we'll have a longer interview called The Deep Dive, where I'm in conversation with a newsmaker, an artist, a filmmaker, a director, to get kind of a peek into their world and their work. And so, with all of that, we hope that listeners leave the hour feeling that we've kind of made a bit more sense of the week and connected some dots for them.
How did you go about trying to develop this idea?
Oh, it was a process. So my colleague Brent Bachman, who is the producer for the show, we started working on just trying stuff out in February, a few weeks after the inauguration. And we began to put the things that we were trying into NPR One, our streaming news app here at NPR. And we also asked listeners there to give us all the feedback they could. So we had thousands reach out through survey and email and listen to the things that we tried. And by June, we had ended up with a twice-a-week podcast format, the Friday shows being that kind of weekly wrap on the week that was, headlines big and small, and the Tuesday shows being a longer conversation with one person, one newsmaker. And that podcast started going out to the world in June. And now what we're doing in October is taking those two weekly episodes and turning them into an hour that stations like yours can air over the weekend. So it's been a long process to get to the hour that you're going to hear. But the one thing that remained constant throughout was us understanding that our listeners live in a very complicated world with complicated news. And the goal of our show at its heart is just to talk it out.
And Sam, what about the name of the show? I understand it took a little while to come up with the perfect name.
It sure did. You know, it was, strangely enough, the hardest part of all of this. We kind of knew at the start what my strengths were, what I kind of wanted to do, what Brent thought would work. But the naming took months. And funnily enough, all the ideas that we had here in-house just didn't pan out. And Brent and I were at a mutual friend's wedding in California this past late spring, and we were talking with the sister of the groom, who had just officiated the wedding, and we told her about all of our problems naming the show, and over a glass of champagne, she said, "Well, you should just call it It's Been a Minute." And we said, "Oh, you're right." So that was it.
Nice.
We owe it all to her.
Nice. And I'm curious how you go about each week, especially with the weekly roundup. How do you decide who's going to join you for that conversation?
Yeah, you know, it is it's a process. So we want to have – so those weekly wraps, it's me and two other people in conversation about the week that was, the news that was. And it's usually two other journalists. A lot of times it's two other NPR journalists, but we've used folks from The Washington Post, New York Times, from Vice, et cetera. And what we want to make sure that we do is have myself and the two other voices represent a nice array of topics. So we love when we have a week like last week where we have NPR's Congress correspondent Susan Davis talking with Linda Holmes, who covers pop culture for NPR. And the two of them with me, we end up having some really interesting conversations that draw some through lines between Sue's world and Linda's world in a really interesting way. So that's the first goal, to get an array of perspective. But we also want to have people that like talking to each other. So lots of weeks I will ask the first person I have in mind, who do you want to talk to? And then we kind of go that way. And then, you know, if there's a week where we know the big topic is this thing, we're going to go after a reporter that can speak to that. So this week we're going to most likely talk about the protest in the NFL. So we're going to have Tom Goldman, who covers sports for NPR, in the show for sure.
I'm also curious, you know, at the beginning of each episode, at least the Friday episodes for sure, we hear from your Aunt Betty. She introduces the panelists for the week. How did you bring Aunt Betty on board?
That was a Brent idea. I love my Aunt Betty, and she listens to my work, but I never thought that we'd have her involved in the show. Brent Bachman is a big fan of Letterman and Letterman's late night show. And I don't watch Letterman, but Brent says that they would have an announcer announce the show before it started. And Brent wanted to do a thing in that spirit. And he said, well, Sam, who's, like, close to you that could do it? And I was like, well, there's Aunt Betty. And then it happened. And let me tell you, the people love her. I get letters and tweets worrying about Aunt Betty, saying hi to her, thanking her for her work. And I will say it's kind of gotten to her head.
Awesome. The other thing that I love about the Friday episode is how you wrap it up each week with best thing this week. It gets me every time, and it sounds like it gets you every time, too.
It totally gets me every time. So for those that haven't heard it yet, for years on Facebook, every Friday I would have a Facebook status that said, what's the best thing that happened to you all week? Feel free to brag. And my friends would share life milestones like weddings, first jobs, first homes, finishing PhD programs, taking a great trip, falling in love. And when we were getting ready to make the radio show and the podcast, a friend of mine said, you should try to make that thing that you do on Facebook into a radio feature. And we tried it, and it worked. And every week we hear listeners from all across the country and the world just sharing the small and big wins in their personal life. And I think it's really great for listeners to know that even in spite of the crazy news cycle we always find ourselves in, we have a right to celebrate the joy in our lives. And the segment does that. And you're right. I find myself crying in the booth or at my cubicle just about every week. But it's a good cry.